The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome in to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you alongside here this afternoon on KREI as we get set for the conclusion of the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament as Farmington takes on Pattonville here in the final game. Both of these teams come in 1-1 in the tournament, so trying to finish above 500 with a winning record here in the tournament for both sides, the Pirates of Pattonville and the Knights of Farmington. As Pattonville comes into this one with an overall record of 5-15, the Farmington Knights come into this one with a record of 7-13. And with that, let's go ahead and check out some of the pregame interviews that we had a chance to get. As this is, of course, the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Caught up with Scott Hibbets, the head coach of Farmington Baseball. We'll bring you that interview right here on KREI.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping. How about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for the station so we can go wherever you want us to.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Brandon Pavlina here on Regional Radio, talking with the head coach of the baseball team of Farmington High School, Scott Hibbets. And Coach Hibbets, obviously here in the Wood Bat Tournament, you guys won the first game, lost the second one, but man, what a performance by you guys. You guys came back, you battled down to your last strike, you rallied a couple of times. What can you just say about your team's performance so far in this tournament overall?
Well, if we can get the big hit, we left a lot of guys on base in that second ball game, and, we left a lot of chances out there, unfortunately. I thought Garrett Anderson did a nice job on the mound. We told him he was going to go as far as he could go, and unfortunate for him, we just didn't get that big two-out hit or even, some small ball early where we could push a couple more across. Festus is, they battle. And as I've said to you earlier, you just throw records out the window this time of year. Everybody's scrapping and fighting to get some wins, and it's going to be that way today against Pattonville.
Yeah, and I was going to say, obviously, right. you got to kind of like the way that your team has played with that. And Pattonville coming in, another team, maybe not all that familiar with, but same kind of approach, right? Just kind of go in there, play hard.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're watching this one right now, and they're putting up some runs. So, we got to do the basics, make the basic plays. The wind's going to be a factor for both teams today, and we can't let that bother us. We just got to go out and try to square up the baseball, get some hits when we need them, and, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, it is one of those days where the ball's going to get in the air, and it's going to be an adventure trying to figure out where it's going to land. But going back to the first game, I wanted to ask you about Owen Tripp. He had a great start on the mound. He gave up a couple of runs early, but battled back and was able to settle in, and then he comes up with a big hit late in the game to tie the game, scores the go-ahead run. What can you say about just his performance?
Well, Owen's a battler. He's thrown well for us, plays good defense. We need a little more out of his bat like we had in that game, and if we can do that, obviously that's a bonus. Never can fault his hustle, his determination. He's always in the right place, and I really like the way he plays.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him. He was our Applebee's player of the game for that one. So, and Hampton going today on the mound, what are you going to expect to see from him?
Well, Tyler, he's a fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher. He hadn't had a lot of mound experience this year. He did throw a little bit for us last year. But we're kind of in a predicament. We ask him, hey, you want to take the ball today? And he says, yeah, he's ready to go. So that's what you got to like.
Yep, absolutely, right? You got to like a guy who's just ready to go when he has to have the ball in his hand. So just real quick wrap up, keys to victory here today.
Well, again, we got to go back. We got to make the basic plays, and we got to put the bat on the ball. We got to get some runs early. We can't leave a lot of guys on base.
All right, we'll see. You guys, hopefully you guys can get that job done today, man. I like the way you guys are playing as of late. Talking with Scott Hibbetts, head coach of Farmington baseball team here on Region Radio. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back here to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. That's going to conclude the Fleegs Equipment pregame show here on KREI, as we're just a few moments away from getting this one underway between Farmington and Pattonville here on a picturesque afternoon in Farmington, Missouri. It's 70 degrees here as we get set for the first pitch. Clouds are in the sky, but certainly a beautiful afternoon. A strong wind, though, blowing out toward the right field direction at about 20 miles per hour. And that, of course, is a Doe Run Company update. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. And here quickly, let's take a look at the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. First, offensively for Pattonville, they'll send to the plate first Will Basta as he'll stride to the box. Nick Neal will follow. Hayden Lazier bats third. Brandon Canada in cleanup. Fifth is Jake Vitale. Sixth is Thomas McFarland. Seventh, Zach Williams. Eighth is Gabe Furr. And batting ninth for Pattonville is Zach Edmonds, as the first pitch to Basta is in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1 from the starting pitcher here this afternoon, Tyler Hampton, as he winds and delivers. As this one is chopped back up the middle, therefore it is Pierce. Throw to first is in time, as Pierce had to get rid of that one quickly to get Basta hustling down that first baseline, but he does, and so one away for Tyler Hampton. Let's take a look at the rest of the defensive unit for the Farmington Knights. Is behind the dish here today. It'll be Kale Kraus, who does the honors at first base, Chad Sylvie at second base, Hunter Pierce at shortstop, Grant Higginbotham at third base, Aiden Morgan, and from left to right field, Zach Grimes, Noah Blue, and Owen Tripp as the first pitch to the second hitter, Nick Neal, is a called strike. 0-1 is cut on and missed, as that one was in the dirt and knocked down by Kraus, but the batter Neal came up empty on the swing, and so it's quickly 0-2. Neal, a left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitching Hampton, as you heard in that pregame interview, Hampton has pretty much just been called into action here today, as the 0-2 just misses the outside half on a good-looking fastball. Just missed the corner, and so now it's 1-2. So that's the first half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. We'll bring you the second half in the bottom half. There's a little two-seamer action on that fastball, and the 1-2 pitch runs off the outside half, and it's now even at 2-2 with one away and the bases empty here in the first. The 2-2 is on its way, and it's fouled off to the left side and back into the parking lot, and so we'll stay put at 2-2. The first pitch, of course, here in the first inning, as always, has been brought to you by New Era Bank, as Hampton winds and now delivers. 2-2 is off the outside half. Count's now full, but New Era Bank, it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at neweraBank.com. As Neal slaps one down the third baseline, and that is going to wind up in left field for a base hit. So that's the first hit of the day for either side, as Nick Neal will get himself a base hit with one out, and he'll be on at first for the three-hitter Hayden Lazier. As let's just go ahead and finish that read back up. If you want to see how easy it is to be a part of New Era Bank's Roundup Savings, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. So one away, runner on first, as Hampton comes set, right-handed pitcher against the right-handed hitting Hayden Lazier. And a pickoff move will send the runner back into first base safely. As Lazier digs back in, hitting 273 coming into this tournament. And it's a slider swung on and missed. A beauty right there from Hampton as that one just ran right off the outside part of the plate. And nothing but air for Lazier as he came up empty on the swing. Hampton with the long look in. Now he comes set. Pickoff move to first. We'll send Neal back in safely, keeping close tabs on him over there. Neal's got three stolen bases on the year, so you can pick him up and set him down a little bit. The 0-1 is a called strike on a nice pitch in the low in the zone, but Kraus lost the handle, and it drifted away from him ever so slightly, but that was enough to allow Neal to move up 90 feet. So Neal gets away on the passed ball. And Neal moves up to second base. And now there's a runner in scoring position. Count is 0-2 after the called strike. One away as Hampton fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three in the dirt. But Kraus corrals it in and quickly slaps the tag on Lazier. So it's a swinging strikeout for out number two. And with two away, that'll bring up the catcher with the strong name, Brandon Canada. How about that? So Canada digs in. I don't know what it is about that first name. Just it's a strong name. Two away. As Hampton comes set, he kicks and fires. That one outside and low for a ball, and it's laid off. And it's 1-0. I feel like it would be redundant to say it's a beautiful afternoon here, but, I mean, my goodness. Couldn't ask for a better day. 1-0, slap foul and well out of play off to the left side. That one will send some nervous fans out to the parking lot to check on their vehicular transportation to make sure that the windshields have been destroyed. 1-1 as Hampton delivers. Called strike on the outside half. Good looking fastball there. So as I mentioned right off the top, and as I talked to you with Coach Hibbets, Hampton only pitched one inning this year, has one strikeout, pitched more last year, but just kind of got called into action today and was ready to go. Looking for his second strikeout of the inning. 1-2 is outside and laid off on a slider as the count evens 2-2 with two away and a runner on second. If only it were the second inning, that would be about all the twos that we could handle. Hampton comes set, looks back at Neal at second and delivers. Fastball just off the outside half. Boy, that was close, but Canada with a good looking eye there on the outside half. And now the count runs full, 3-2. As Hampton delivers. This one is roped to second base, but it's pulled in by Pierce for out number three. So Neal gets a base hit, reaches scoring position on a pass ball, but he gets stranded there as Pattonville goes scoreless in the first half. And now we head to the bottom of the first inning, coming up next right here on KREI.
The Outlaws are coming. It's the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. Don't miss a single lap of high-speed wing sprint car racing with the most daring drivers on dirt. World of Outlaws NOS Energy Sprint Cars invade Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55, Saturday, April 27th. See Donnie Schatz, Brad Sweet, Darren Pittman, and all the superstars on Saturday night at I-55. Tickets on sale at worldofoutlaws.com or call 844-DIRT-TICKS. Be there!
Building and preserving your personal wealth requires specialized attention. With Hafner Financial Services, you get one-on-one guidance and a comprehensive financial plan that helps manage risk, improve performance, and ensure the growth and longevity of your wealth. We help you save enough for a comfortable retirement, pay for your child's college education, and more. Let us help you attain financial freedom. Call Hafner Financial Services today or visit HafnerCPA.com to request a free consultation.
Welcome back. We're here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you alongside here this afternoon as we have Farmington taking on Pattonville. And we enter the bottom of the first inning with Pattonville going down scoreless. So let's take a look now at the Farmington offensive side of the ball. Brought to you, of course, by Presbyterian Manor. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. As Farmington will send their hitters to the plate in this order. It'll be Grant Higginbotham leading off, followed by Zach Grimes. Chad Silvey bats third, followed by Cale Kraus. Noah Blue bats fifth. Hunter Pierce is sixth. Aiden Morgan is 7, and Owen Tripp, 8. Tyler Hampton rounds it out in the 9 spot. And the defensive alignment for Pattonville looks as such. Behind the dish, there's that strong name again, Brandon Canada. At first base, Nick Neal. Second base, Zach Edmonds. Shortstop, Thomas McFarland. Third base, Hayden Lazier. And from left to right field, it's Will Basta, Jake Vitale, and Jones, Chad Jones, out there in right field. Almost forgot the first name, but get around to it. And on the mound for the Pirates here this afternoon, it's not Thomas McFarland. Boy, oh boy, I'll get it right. It's Zach Williams who gets the ball in on the mound. Comes into this one here with a 3.21 ERA on the year, a 2-1 record, and 24 innings pitched. So he is far and away been the ace of this Pattonville pitching staff. So a lot to expect here today as he delivers the first pitch it missed to Higginbotham. Second pitch in there called strike, and it's now even 1-1. Williams is a right-handed pitcher, standing about 6'1", 6'2". Maybe a little taller than that even. He's a pretty tall guy. And now a line drive into right field. Gets over the head of the right fielder, Jones. And Higginbotham is going to stroll into second base with a leadoff double. Can't really call it an error because Jones didn't touch the ball. It was just a pure misread off the bat. As that one was hit well into right field, and Jones just was a little too shallow as it kept on carrying right over his head and got out into the deep part of right field. So right away, the Farmington Knights put a runner in scoring position, and Zach Grimes strides in. And he'll think about a bunt and now pull back and lay off for ball one. And so, of course, with Zach Williams taking on Tyler Hampton, that is your pitching matchup here this afternoon, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup, Tyler Hampton going up against the ace of the Pirates, Zach Williams. As the second pitch to Zach Grimes missed on the inside half, so now it's 2-0. Long look in from Williams as now he comes set. 2-0. Inside and laid off. Ball three. Now 3-0. So Farmington with a chance to get the first two hitters of the game on base. As Williams comes set, he looks back at second and delivers. That one right down Broadway and called a strike. 3-1 the count now. And straight take on 3-0. And why not? Struggling to find the zone after giving up the leadoff double. Grimes entered this tournament hitting .356, leading the team. 3-1, chops slowly to third, fielding it cleanly. Lazier throw across the diamond into the base path, and they will call the runner safe. So the first baseman, Neal, crossed over the base path to try to catch an errant throw, and the umpire said that the first baseman, Neal, took his foot off the bag. The base umpire is Bill Ackridge, and he said that Neal took his foot off the bag as he came into the base path, so Grimes reaches base. We'll call that an E5. And so, indeed, Farmington gets runners on at first and second with nobody out, and here's Chad Sylvie. First pitch to Sylvie is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Those are always tough plays for first baseman when you have to cross over your body to get to a ball that is in the base path, and you got a runner barreling down at you, and just Grimes pulled up a little bit, but of course, trying to avoid the collision, but little contact still occurred, and Neal just apparently from the vantage point of Ackridge out there in the field came off enough for him to be called safe. The 1-0 pitch called a strike. It's 1-1 as Sylvie digs back in. Curve ball, and it's hit foul to the left side. And that'll run the count now to 1-2. Sylvie on the tournament here. Just one hit. Has also drawn a walk in two games. Right-handed hitter digging back in as Williams comes set. Here's the 1-2. Chopper back to the mound over the head of the pitcher. Only play is at first as it's McFarland who fields it. just in front of the second base bag. Throw on to first in time. But both runners advance safely, so now it's second and third with only one out. And that'll bring up Cale Kraus as he'll stride in looking to stay hot as he's had three hits and a walk here over the last two games of the tournament. So that was just fortunate there for Farmington as well, as if Williams had been able to get a glove on that high bouncer back to the mound, he likely would have had the play at third. As the first pitch to Kraus is taken for a called strike on a beautiful sliding curve, and it's 0-1. Kraus doing the catching duties this afternoon for the Knights, as per usual. As Williams comes set, here's the 0-1. Bouncer, but a great stop by Canada behind the dish, as he was able to contort his body and get a glove on it to knock it down. Deep backstop here at Wilson-Rozier Park. So anything to the backstop means an automatic run with a runner on third. Infield drawn in. Here's the 1-1. And a knee buckler there as Kraus just got fooled, as thought that one was going to land somewhere else, but instead it lands right in the strike zone, and it's called a strike. Count now 1-2. Righty-righty matchup. Kraus back in. Here's the pitch. Slider off the outside half, laid off. And that evens things at 2-2. Runner on at second is Grimes. At third, it's Higginbotham. Infield in. One away. Here's the 2-2. Fastball low, and it's laid off. Count now runs full at 3-2. So that's a big pitch here. We'll see if Williams gets aggressive in the zone or is willing to load the bases to put a force everywhere. 3-2, and it's a curveball, and it's a swing and a miss as Kraus waves and misses at a big bender there. And that's out number two, and that's a big one right there, as now the infield will go back to normal depth, and two runners still remain in scoring position. And that'll bring up Noah Blue, who's had a nice tournament as well over these first two games. First pitch to him is a called strike on the inside half at the knees. Good fastball there from Williams, and it's 0-1. Couple of hits for Blue and a walk as well. As Williams comes set, here's the 0-1. This is a chopper to third, fielded by Lazier. Throw on to first is in time. And so Williams and Pattonville able to tiptoe their way out of danger as two runners in scoring position with only one out, but nothing to show for it for the Knights, as that'll conclude the first inning of play, and we move on to the top of the second inning. Coming up next, still scoreless right here on KREI.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Welcome back here to Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you alongside here this afternoon, as we bring you the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament here from Farmington, Missouri. And we're scoreless here in the top of the second inning as Hampton back out for his second inning of work for the Knights. The Knights playing host here to several teams throughout these last couple days, but here this afternoon, the final game of the tournament features Farmington taking on the Pattonville Pirates. Farmington had two runners in scoring position last inning with only one out, but were failed to capitalize as Zach Williams was able to strike out Cale Kraus in a huge spot. As the first pitch to Jake Vitale is a called strike one. It's 0-1, left-handed hitter. And now a fastball on the outside half, check swing, but it's not called a strike. And It's a good take there by the batter Vitale, as that was a close one right there. 1-1 as Hampton delivers. This one is hammered toward right center field, and that is going to be into the gap, and that is going to be way out to the wall. And how about this? Vitale is digging for three, and he slides in, and he is safe. So it's a leadoff triple for Jake Vitale here in the top of the second inning. And right away, the Pirates will have a runner 90 feet from scoring to kick off the second. That ball was hit very well to right center field. Got all the way out to the Mineral Area College sign out there in right center field. And that is a great chance for us to remind you that, of course, I'm sitting here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step, as the first pitch to Thomas McFarland stays up in the zone and it's laid off. Count 1-0. Farmington pulls their infield to the edge of the grass. As Hampton takes a long look in, wind still blowing out strongly to right field. And it's a late swing and a miss by McFarland as Hampton just reached back and threw a fastball right by him. And I think that wind may have given that ball a little bit of extra boost down in that right center field gap, because that ball got up into the air and just kept carrying and carrying. And now a slider locks up the batter, McFarland, and it's called a strike. It's 1-2. Reminder that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Fleeg's Equipment and New Era Bank. 1-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three, as Hampton is able to get the big punch out right there for the first out of the inning, as he runs a fastball right past the bat of McFarland. And that'll bring to the plate the pitcher, Zach Williams, as he'll look to advance his own cause and try to get his team on the board and give himself a lead. Right-handed hitter against the righty Hampton. Here's the first pitch. Bouncer. And Kraus misses it as it's back to the backstop, and that's going to allow the first run to score. That'll go down as a pass ball, as Kraus couldn't get the glove down. As striding home safely, Vitale and Pattonville takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. And that's part of the element of playing at this field. And Farmington knows all too well, as this is their home facility, but you let a ball get back to the backstop, and it's a pretty easy way for a runner to be able to score or advance, as the batter Zach Williams pokes one into left field for a base hit. Just got enough of it to get it over the head of the shortstop Higginbotham and right in front of Grimes. So it's a single for Zach Williams. Second hit of the inning, third hit overall for Pattonville. And that'll bring up the eight hitter, the DH, Gabe Furr. Left-handed hitter as he'll dig in. You can hear, I mean, if you can't hear the wind, I don't, maybe you just turned us off for a second there, but I mean, it is gusting like absolutely crazy here. Trees are blowing all over the place. The flags are about as stiff as they could be out in the center field area. As a fastball just off the outside half there, misses. But certainly not by much, as the count now 1-0 to Gabe Furr, with Zach Williams off of first base. 1-0 pitch. Chopper to first, and it's over the glove of the first baseman, Sylvie, on a line. Not a chopper at all. I believe he actually lined that one, but it just had a weird angle on it. But it was a line drive into right field past the glove of Sylvie. So it's back-to-back singles for the Pirates. And now with two runners on, still nobody out, or actually one out, excuse me. And that'll bring up the nine-hitter, Zach Edmonds. Out at second is Zach Williams. At first now, Gabe Furr. Jake Vitale came around to score to kick off the frame. Has a bunt attempt, but a foul ball now, as Edmonds couldn't quite drop it down. Fouls it off near the first side for first base dugout where Farmington resides. So Hampton looking in. This will be a big out to get with the top of the order looming next. 0-1 the count. Hampton kicks and fires. That one in there for a called strike as he jumps ahead 0-2. Much needed there Three hits surrendered in the inning. As I mentioned, Vitale led off the frame with a triple into the right center field gap. And then it was a wild pitch, or a pass ball rather, that allowed him to score. 0-2. Check swing. Full swing, says the home plate umpire, Jim Smeltzer. And so with that now, two away. Jim Smeltzer. I'll get it right. Mr. Smeltzer back there gave a fist bump, said you're out, full swing. And now the lineup turns over, as that's the third strikeout now for Hampton. And Will Basta will have a chance with runners on at first and second still here, now with two away. Hampton delivers. First pitch, foul back to the screen. And that'll make it 0-1. With the Pattonville Pirates leading 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Basta back in. Left-handed hitter against the righty Hampton. Now a back pick to second. Nobody home. Miscommunication there. Fortunately, the throw gets into center field, but the runner at second base, Williams, doesn't have enough time to advance safely, so no harm, no foul there. Just a relatively bizarre play that happens every once in a while with a pickoff move with nobody going to retrieve the throw. So that'll give us a chance to remind you that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, and the UPS store in Festus. 0-1 the count, two away. Runners on at first and second. As Hampton delivers. Slider off the outside half. Thought he got the corner, but he didn't. And it's now even at 1-1. As Hampton takes a long look in, now it will come set. 1-1. Fastball outside, laid off, and it's now 2-1. Two runners on, two away here in the top of the second inning. A lot of twos here in the first couple innings. Hampton with the peer in. He comes set and delivers. Lined to short, but speared by Higginbotham as he'll pull it in for the third out of the inning. But not before the Pirates strike for the first run of the game as a leadoff triple and a pass ball gets Pattonville on the board, and they lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Coming up next right here on KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through 6th grade and volleyball grades 1st through 8th. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Welcome back here into Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Shout out to our board operator here this afternoon, Kennedy Lira, back in the studio, bringing you all the sights and sounds here from Wilson Rozier Park of the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. Brandon Pavlina here with you as the top of the second comes your way next, with now Farmington trailing 1-0 as Pattonville was able to push across the first run of the game after a leadoff triple by Jake Vitale, and then a passed ball to the backstop allowed him to come around to score. So with a 1-0 lead, Zach Williams goes back to work, and it'll be 6-7-8, Pierce, Morgan, and Tripp. Not Pierce Morgan, Hunter Pierce, Aiden Morgan, and then Owen Tripp here in the frame. as Williams kicks and delivers. That one in there called strike on the outside half. Evens the count now as the first pitch missed. It's 1-1 to the leadoff hitter, Hunter Pierce, who's had three hits in the tournament, two in the first, one in the second game. He's also drawn a walk, so he's been swinging a hot bat here and seeing the ball well as of late. We'll see if he can continue that right here. Long look in from Williams. And this one is ripped to third, and Lazier misses it as he didn't keep the glove down long enough. It skirts underneath his glove and into left field. So that'll go down as an E5. That's the second error on the third baseman here in just the second inning. And Farmington will have a leadoff man on base in the form of Hunter Pierce. And that'll bring up Aiden Morgan, as he'll have a chance to advance the cause. Hasn't seen a lot of playing time here in 2019, but late in the year, always important to get some at-bats in here. And Morgan with the chance to contribute here in a wood bat tournament. Runner goes. The throw down to second is in time. And it looked like Hunter Pierce kind of put his palms to the sky after he was tagged out. So perhaps a hit and run was on there. And if that was the case, then Aiden Morgan is going to have some explaining to do as the first pitch missed. It's 1-0. Now this one is lined softly to the right side, but foul. And that'll even the count at 1-1. A reminder that baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Comtree, Twin City Toyota, and Jefferson College. The 1-1 slider just missed the outside half. That was one where I think Smetzer behind the dish just kind of got fooled there. I've had that happen to me when I've been umpiring. Sometimes you don't necessarily fall asleep per se back there, but one can just kind of catch you by surprise every once in a great while. And the next pitch misses, so it's 3-1 now to Aiden Morgan with one away. 3-1 pitch is right down the middle, and it's called a strike. It's now full 3-2. A helicopter grazes across the sky here in beautiful Wilson-Rozier Park. 3-2, fouled back and away. Wonder where that helicopter's going. It's a beautiful day for a helicopter ride. 3-2 as Williams delivers. This one is hit softly to the right side, but foul as it just kept carrying toward the foul line and eventually carried over past it and dropped down. And so we'll do it again at 3-2. So Williams, after a shutout first inning, has the leadoff man reach on an error, but then has a caught stealing. 3-2, fouled yet again, and so we'll do it once more at 3-2 as Aiden Morgan putting together a real good at-bat here and perhaps just not getting a lot of action this year. He wants to see as many pitches as he can here in this at-bat. 3-2, misses high, ball four. So how about that? Aiden Morgan works the count, draws himself a walk, and he'll be on at first base with one away. As that'll bring up Owen Tripp, who was our Applebee's player of the game in the game yesterday. The first game, that is. As the left-handed hitting Tripp digs in, tries to drop down a bunt, but it'll land foul on the third baseline. So with one away and one strike, and the wind blowing starkly toward right field, Tripp will dig back in, a left-handed hitter. Pickoff move, though, first, sends Morgan back in safely. As Tripp digs back in, Williams comes set. He kicks and delivers. Big bender hit foul to the right side as way out in front of that one was Tripp. So it's 0-2, one away, runner on at first. The Farmington Knights trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning of the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. Brandon Pavlina here on KREI. Glad to have you alongside. 0-2 is hit into shallow left field. Coming on and making the grab is Basta for the second out. And so with two away, that'll bring up the nine hitter, as it'll be Tyler Hampton who is doing the pitching here today. He'll have a chance to advance the cause. Zach Williams had a base hit his first at-bat for the Pirates. We'll see if Hampton can do the same. First pitch. No first pitch. Pickoff move instead as the runner Morgan able to get back in safely. Two away. Williams comes set. And this one is hammered down the line and left. Basta on his horse, and he'll pull it in on the line. As Basta had a long way to go to get to that one, but he was able to sprint to it, and just right at the foul line, deep in the corner, he pulls it in for the third out of the inning. As we're through two, we head to the top of the third, with Farmington trailing 1-0 to Pattonville. Be right back here on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina here with you on KREI as we kick off the top of the third inning in a 1-0 game with the Pattonville Pirates leading this one 1-0. I think I should tell you it's 1-0 a few more times. As in the top of the third inning, the Pirates will send to the plate 2-3-4. It'll be Neil Lazier and there's that strong name again, Brandon Canada batting third this inning. As Hampton back after his third inning of work. He's done well so far. Three strikeouts on the ledger. But three hits allowed and one run. Actually, four hits allowed. As Hampton will kick and deliver. And this one is on the ground. And that's going to get through the right side of the infield. A base hit for the leadoff hitter, Nick Neal. As he punches that one on the ground through the right side of the infield, right between the first and second baseman. It's a perfectly placed ball. Wasn't hit all that hard, but it had enough pace on it to just scoot right on through. And so a leadoff man is on base for the second consecutive inning for Pattonville. And that'll bring up the three-hitter, Hayden Lazier. He'll bark out time in the batter's box before the first pitch. Lazier with a .273 batting average coming into this tournament here. Just a shade under .275. Quick pickoff move. We'll send the runner back in safely at first base. We'll take a quick check of the uniforms here in a moment. As Hampton looks in, righty-righty matchup. Pitch, bouncer, knocked down by Krause. Good stop back there. 1-0, as the uniform check is brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when you need it most. As Hampton comes set and delivers, that one right there for a called strike, 1-1. First for the quote-unquote visiting Pattonville Pirates. They are actually, I guess, truthfully, the visiting team on the scoreboard as well, so didn't even have to put that in technical air quotes. As Hampton looks in, quick check on the runner at first, and now a pickoff move. That'll give us even more time for the Serenity Hospice Care uniform check for Pattonville. They're white uniforms, white pants with the green pinstripe on the side, white tops with the green striping, and green lettering on the front, green numbers on the back, as it's a swing and a miss, as Hampton pulled the string right there, and he got Lazier way out in front, and Lazier just could not do nothing to slow his body down. He was already committed. The white and green, the attire for the Pirates here today. Fastball called, strike three right at the knees on the inside half. A great location there. And so that's now four strikeouts. The first one looking, though, for the batter, or for the pitcher, Hampton. And I think perhaps the batter, Lazier, may have said something to the home plate umpire, as now the home plate umpire, Smetzer, out there having a quick chat with Coach Simpson. So one away after the strikeout looking. That'll give us a chance to finish up the Serenity Hospice Care uniform check for Farmington. Their classic black uniforms with the gold striping on the sleeves, gold lettering across the chest. It says Knights, and then white and gold numbers on the front and back of the jerseys. White hats with a black brim, white pants with a black stripe on the sides. That's your uniform check by Serenity Hospice Care. One away, runner on first. Here's the first pitch to the next hitter, Brandon Canada, and it is down for a base hit as he flared one off to the left side, and it was sinking into shallow left field, and going out there for it was Higginbotham, but he reached up and just could not quite get a piece of it to pull it in as it just dropped in past his outstretched glove, and so that's a base hit, and it's two singles here in the inning for the Pirates. And a pinch runner will be called upon, but Brandon Canada gets himself a solid base hit. Maybe not solid, but hey, effective, certainly nonetheless. And now it looks like there may be some confusion as to who is going to be allowed to pinch run. Kobe Allen was the one that they called upon out of the dugout to go out to first base to run. But he is headed back into the dugout, and he did have a chat with Coach before the game. He may still be on the injured list or something of that nature, so now it looks like Canada thinking about coming back out. Nope. Now it'll be Drew Fowler who will finally be called upon to pinch run. So it took a minute there to get that all sorted out, but we did indeed. We got through it, everybody. All in one piece. One away, runners on first and second with only one out in the inning. 1-0 game, and now Coach Hibbets has had a chat with the home plate umpire, Smetzer. And so the conversation continues now as Smetzer and Ackridge continue the conversation with each other now out on the infield. It would be weird if there was a sport doing play-by-play for just people talking and communicating. That would be a very peculiar thing to listen to. It's not really the same as the spelling bee. The spelling bee is a little bit different. And I guess, truthfully, you don't do play-by-play for the spelling bee. I'm trying to think. Game shows are TV, so that's a different medium, so that kind of defeats the purpose. I'm sure there is. Covering a speech and debate event or something of that nature? No, there's no way. One away as the conversation just continues, and so that's why I keep continuing. As now Simpson is having a chat with the umpires. See, that would be a very weird thing to do play-by-play for if that was how the umpires talked to Simpson. Now they're talking to Hibbets. It's not very exciting. Not nearly as exciting as the action of the game that we've had. Pattonville has put together some good offense here in the first couple of innings. Six hits to show for it. And so now, just to give you an update here of what's going on next, the umpires have strolled over from the location of Rob Simpson in the third base coaching box all the way over back now to Coach Hibbets on the first base side. Both umpires are there. Both umpires will now have a conversation with Coach Hibbets. Hopefully this will be the final conversation
that we have to mention. That would be great. Can't really complain, though. It is a beautiful afternoon for baseball here in Farmington. Let's give you a Doe Run Company weather update. 70 degrees here this afternoon and some clouds in the sky, but plenty of sunshine. And the Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. And this should be good news for everyone as the coaches will head back to their respective dugouts. The umpires will take their places back on the field and we will resume play here at the top of the third inning. They had to get it all sorted out. I would guarantee that it is something to do with the roster card or the lineup card that was given to Coach Hibbins. Just may have excluded a particular player, and sometimes that happens. But regardless, we return to the action, and it'll be Jake Vitale to get us started as he'll look at a called strike on the first pitch, a bending curveball that snaps through the zone, 0-1. Runner out at second is Nick Neal. At first, it's Brandon Canada as the next one fouled back and away. And so quickly, it's 0-2. Vitale had the triple his last time around to lead off the second inning. And then he scored the only run of the game so far. 0-2. Grounded foul to the right side, and we'll do it again. 1-0 is our score, and that's a Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard update. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. 1-0, Pattonville. Count is 0-2 as Hampton delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three as Hampton racks up another one. 5 strikeouts now as he has really done well with the strikeout pitch so far. Given up quite a few hits, but only one run so far, and a chance to get out of it with still only the one run allowed, as the next batter is Thomas McFarland. He struck out swinging his last time through, and he'll check the first pitch, but they'll say that he went around as it's a curveball in the dirt, but he offered at it, and so it's 0-1. As now digging back in is McFarland. 0-1. Hit softly and foul to the right side and well out of play. Back up onto the street that borders the field here on the right side. 0-2. As we may finally have a conclusion to this inning. Feels like it's been a very long one. Hampton comes set. 0-2. Line to second base, but knocked down by Pierce. The throw on to first is in time. So how about that? Pierce is able to knock it down, throws it on to first, and with that, the side is retired. A couple of punch-outs in the inning, a couple of hits as well, no runs. As we head to the bottom of the third inning with Farmington still trailing Pattonville 1-0. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Welcome back to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here from Farmington, Missouri, in the heart of the Midwest. A great baseball game underway here as we enter the bottom of the third inning between Farmington and Pattonville here in the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. And Pattonville holds a 1-0 lead. after they were able to push across a run in the top of the second inning after a leadoff triple by Jake Vitale and then a passed ball allowed him to come home. It's been the only run scored, and there's only been one hit so far for Farmington, and it came at the off the bat, rather, of this man in the box right now, Grant Higginbotham. He doubled the first time around, and he's looking at a 1-0 count after the first pitch missed. Second pitch missed as well. Now it's 2-0. As digging back in now, Higginbotham. As that one called a strike, and it's now 2-1. And Higginbotham able to reach second base to lead off for Farmington. Now a check swing, but it's in play fair to the right side, and the first baseman, Neal, puts the glove down, gets to it, and steps on the first base bag himself, so that's a three unassisted. And that'll bring up Zach Grimes, as Grimes reached the first time on an error by the third baseman. It was an errant throw, and that put runners on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the first for the Knights, but they failed to capitalize, and now Grimes will try to drop down a bunt. Fair ball, and the throw is in time. Boy, that was a tough play. Grimes dropped down that bunt right down the first base line, and Williams had to hop off the mound and get to it. He picked it up right on the line. Grimes was picking him up and putting him down, up and down that base path, but Williams was able to lean one side, get the throw to the outside and in time, and so quickly two are away now, as that'll bring up the three-hitter, Chad Silvey, as he's grounded out to the shortstop his first time around. Came into this tournament hitting just a shade under 300 on the year, 294 for the first baseman for the Knights. The second pitch missed, and it's now even 1-1. Williams delivers. This one is popped and hit well down the left field line, and it's fair, and it's down, and it's going to be extra bases as Sylvie slides into second base. Not the most graceful slide into second base that I've ever seen, but effective nonetheless. And so with that, a double there for Chad Sylvie. And that'll put a runner in scoring position with two outs, and Cale Krause will stride to the box, and he'll perhaps be looking for a little bit of redemption here after allowing that wild pitch. It was a tough pitch in the dirt, but it skirted past him, and that allowed the first run to score for Pattonville, so we'll see if he can make up for it with a base hit right here. Hits it hard but foul at the third baseline. And so it'll be 0-1. A reminder that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by the Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, and Home Pools and Spas. 0-1, foul to the left side. And that'll run it quickly to 0-2. Krause, three hits in the tournament. Came in hitting .343. 0-2. Outside and way off is a waste pitch there for Williams, just trying to get the batter to offer out one well out of the zone, but Krause wisely lays off, and it's now 1-2. Two away, Williams delivers. Bouncer on a changeup, laid off, and it'll even the count at 2-2 with two away and a runner on at second. Here in the bottom of the third inning, Pattonville leading 1-0. 2-2. Slider misses on the outside half, and that'll run the count now full to 3-2. Sylvie, the runner on at second base. Not a lot of speed there, so probably a ball in the gap would have to score him. 3-2, swung on and missed as Krause offers at a slider, and he was way out in front of it. Came up empty, and so with that, side is retired, and we're through three innings of play as we move on now to the top of the fourth with Pattonville still leading Farmington 1-0. We'll be right back here on KREI.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley, right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, it's not quite Bark at the Park Day here at Wilson Rozier, but a couple of fans have brought their four-legged friends here to the beautiful afternoon at the ballpark, and why not? Here at Wilson Rozier, I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you alongside here. Coming to you from Farmington, Missouri, on an absolutely picturesque afternoon here. And it is the top of the fourth inning now, with Farmington still trailing 1-0 against the Pattonville Pirates. Had a couple of chances to drive home some runs, but just so far have not gotten that one big hit that they have needed. But they have gotten a terrific outing, have the Knights, from Tyler Hampton, who, as we've said from the jump, has only pitched one inning this season. Had one strikeout in that one inning. He did pitch a little bit more last year, but really was just kind of called into action here in the tournament with three games in 2 days, just needing an extra arm, and he said he was ready to go and got a one-run game going through three innings as he starts off the leadoff man of the frame, Zach Williams, with a called strike. It's 0-1. Williams singled his last time through. Here's the 0-1 pitch off the end of the bat and fouled right back in my direction here behind home plate. And that'll keep it at 0-2. As a long look in from Hampton, who's got five strikeouts in this game as well. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, a fastball at the letters, and Williams didn't even offer at it. Looked at it all the way, and so that's the sixth strikeout now. The second one looking, and with one away, that'll bring up the eighth hitter, the designated hitter, Gabe Furr. It's a gigantic cloud just eclipsed the sun for one of the first times in some time. So some shade finally here now over top of Wilson Rozier Park as the first pitch to Gabe Furr misses, and it's 1-0. Furr singled his last time around. Left-handed hitter, 1-0, fouled back and off of the top of the archway here on the back part of the grandstand. Evens the count at 1-1. Reminder that our coverage of baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Mineral Area College. Mineral Area College is your next step. 1-1 is called strike two. I think the home plate umpire there, Smeltzer, thought it was Smetzer, actually. There's no L in there. I think he thought it was strike three. He gave a good old fist bump in the air like he is done for some strike three calls. 1-2, fouled back and away. That one got up over the grandstand, and that's a heat-seeking windshield missile. 1-2 now. As Furr digs back in. Singled his first time, left-handed hitter against the righty Hampton. 1-2 off the outside half, and it misses, and that'll even the count at 2-2. As Hampton has got six strikeouts, only one run allowed. A 2-2, a slider that runs off the outside half, but you talk about being a competitor, man. You talk about not getting a lot of time on the mound and then being called upon and coming out here and pitching like this so far. I'll tell you what, that speaks volumes about the kind of player Tyler Hampton is. And how about that? He reaches back and throws it past the batter Furr for the seventh strikeout already, as Hampton has just been dealing here so far today. Has given up the one run, and the Knights do still trail, but for Hampton to have come out here today and just to put on this kind of performance, really impressive. Back-to-back punch-outs brings up the nine-hitter as Zach Edmonds fouls it off to the right side and out of play on the first pitch. And it's 0-1 with two away and the bases empty. First time through, Edmonds struck out swinging. Not unlike many of his teammates here so far today, as Hampton has just had that strikeout pitch working from the start. 1-1. As Hampton takes the long look in against the right-handed hitting Zach Edmonds. The 1-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side, and that'll run the count now to 1-2. And so now a chance for Hampton to strike out the side and rack up his eighth punch out already. As Edmonds is back in, Hampton with the look in, wind dying down slightly here. 1-2 on its way. Called strike three, as that is the eighth strikeout. And Tyler Hampton has been dealing through four, but Pattonville still leads 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Coming up next, right here on KREI.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Big shout out to Kennedy Lira, our board operator here this afternoon, bringing you all the sounds. And well, I get to see the sights, and then she brings you the sounds here from Wilson-Rozier Park. Beautiful afternoon for baseball at the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. As Farmington trails in this one 1-0 as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's Zach Williams back out for another inning of work, as he's been sharp so far and been living up to that ace of the staff form, as the first pitch to the leadoff hitter of the frame, Noah Blue, is fouled back to the screen. 0-1 is on its way. Swing and a miss as quickly Blue finds himself down 0-2, but right off the top, told you guys. And Williams has a 3.21 ERA and a 2-1 record on the year. Both of those best on the team. Next one outside and laid off, and it's 1-2. But for the effort that Hampton has given you on the mound, you got to at least scrape across a run to try to get him some help, to try to get him a win, because he certainly is worthy of it here today with the effort that he has put forth. As the next one misses, and so now it's 2-2 after a curveball bounces in the dirt. So Blue digs back in, righty against righty, 2-2. Hit hard to short, but fielded by McFarland. Throw on to first is a bouncer, and the first baseman, Neal, can't pull it in. It gets all the way back to the side of the field here. It rattles off the side wall, and that allows the runner Blue to get all the way to second base. Might have been a tough play anyway, and fortunately we have to put it down as an E6. So Blue reaches on the error, and he's at second base in scoring position as the tying run here in the bottom of the fourth. And that'll bring up Hunter Pierce, who's been swinging a hot bat as of late. Three hits in the tournament, and he reached on an error last time. As the first pitch is outside, and the catcher loses it for a moment, and now the runner is able to get safely into third as Blue was able to read the ball in the dirt, and Canada knocked it down. He got a piece of it, but not enough, and it squirted away just far enough to give Blue a chance to advance. And so with that, he's now at third. with nobody out. The infield is in. 1-0 is right there for a called strike to Pierce, and that'll even the count at 1-1. We'll remind you about where you can listen to these games online. If you're not driving in your car or listening via radio, 1-1 pitch, fouled back and away. And, of course, you can listen to this and all of our games online at mymoinfo.com, courtesy of Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. It's home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Finish that read in a moment. Here's the 1-2. Hit hard, back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. As Hunter Pierce delivers the biggest hit of the game so far for Farmington, he drives home Noah Blue from third, and here in the bottom of the fourth, the Knights have tied it up 1-1. So a nice easy base hit right back up the middle for Hunter Pierce. And now we're tied after the error. So Williams, unfortunately, chalks up an unearned run on his credit so far. As the next pitch misses high to Aiden Morgan. And so it's 1-0. Morgan drew a walk his first time around. So nice, easy base hit with the infield drawn in. Exactly what you want to do. Punch it right back up the middle. Now a pickoff move sends Hunter Pierce back in safely at first base. So tied up here finally in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll see how the rest of this one shakes out because we got a brand new ball game here late. Runner goes, curveball inside, called a ball. The throw down is not in time as Pierce swipes second base safely. And he has his first stolen base of the day. Got caught stealing his first time when he reached on the error. But this time he reaches second base safely. And as I mentioned, the ball missed on the inside half. The pitch did. And so it's 2-0 with the runner in scoring position and nobody out. Williams comes set and delivers. That one, a sinking fastball, just drops and misses the outside half. Didn't miss by a whole lot. And the count is now 3-0. Williams with the long look in. Comes set. And he kicks and fires. Called a strike. That one right at the letters. Maybe a little above, but in the zone on 3-0. And it's now 3-1. Nobody out. Runner on at second. That runner is in the form of Hunter Pierce, who just drove home the tying run. 3-1 on its way. That one just outside, ball four, as that one misses. Williams thought he got the corner. Some frustration there as he slapped the ball away, and now that's going to send out head coach Rob Simpson to the mound as he'll have a quick chat with his pitcher, and that'll give us a chance to take a McDonald's fast break. 30-second break. This 30-second break, of course, is brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. This 30-second fast break is brought to you by your local McDonald's.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Welcome back to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. As the Friday Night Lights song, that was, and that one is our walkout for football in high school. We're tied 1-1, and it's a bunt attempt, and that's going to get down. Tough play at first, and the throw is up the line. And the runner from second base is going to come all the way around to score as Hunter Pierce crosses home plate. And so it's a bunt attempt by Owen Tripp and an errant throw by the pitcher Williams. And with that, Farmington takes the lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. So Tripp drops down the bunt right out in front of home plate. Williams and Canada got crossed up trying to communicate on who was going to take the ball. Williams fielded it, and then he launched it over the first baseman's head into right field. And so Pierce came around to score. And Aiden Morgan now stands 90 feet away from scoring at third base. And Owen Tripp was able to advance safely all the way out to second base. So two runs home in the inning. The first four batters of the frame have reached safely. Farmington leads 2-1, and now it's up to Tyler Hampton to advance the cause. Tried to drop down a bunt on the first pitch, but he fouled it away. It's 0-1. As Williams comes set, infield in. 0-1 is a slider off the outside half, and that'll be even now at 1-1. Hampton grounded out his first time through. Infield in as Williams comes set. Here's the 1-1. Bunt attempt, misses. And now the runner from third almost got caught hanging out there as Morgan got an aggressive lead. But fortunately, Canada just missed that pitch a little bit. And the unclean catch didn't have enough to throw it down. So it's now 1-2, second and third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three as Hampton can't connect. And that's a big swinging strikeout right there. And you know what? I would be remiss to mention if that little bunt by Owen Tripp that wound up in right field would not be an early or a late, I guess, birthday gift, as it is Owen's 18th birthday today. So a happy birthday to Owen Tripp. And he's had the big hit of the game right now, albeit just an attempted sacrifice bunt, but it worked out to give them the lead. As the first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Higginbotham misses, and so it's 1-0. Higginbotham 1-for-2 on the day. As the infield is in, and it's a called strike on the inside half. And the count evens at 1-1. Higginbotham, the righty, against the righty Williams. 1-1. Hit softly foul to the left side. And that'll make it 1-2. So still runners on at second and third, but the infield is pulled in. One away, so hard contact should be enough to score one more. 1-2 on its way. Outside and high and laid off. And it's even now at 2-2 to Grant Higginbotham, the leadoff man, the shortstop. Three hits in the tournament. Actually, five hits in the tournament. He's been swinging a hot bat. 2-2. This one is lined back up the middle and through into center field. Base hit. One run scores. Rounding third is Tripp. The throw to the plate is in time. But one run will score as Aiden Morgan crosses the plate on the RBI single by Grant Higginbotham. And with that, now Farmington moves out in front 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. So they tried to get two, but only one will cross safely, as it was a great throw by the center fielder, Vitali, as he came up firing on a hard ground ball back up the middle. And from center field, he launched a missile to tag out Owen Tripp at the plate. But three runs now home in the inning, and another runner in scoring position as Higginbotham was able to get all the way out to second base on the play. So it's an RBI single for Higginbotham, his sixth hit in the last three games now, as he is just on fire right now. As the next batter, Zach Grimes, will foul off the 1-1 pitch, or actually the 0-1 pitch, excuse me, and so now it's 0-2. With two away and a runner on at second, and Grimes came into this tournament as the leading hitter of the team, but is hitless so far. And a fastball outside, but the runner goes. And now the throw down to third is offline, but not enough of a reaction there by Higginbotham to get up and get to home plate as it got out into left field, but Basta was right there to throw it back in quickly. So Higginbotham's now 90 feet away at third. Count is 1-2 to Zach Grimes. Two away. Here's the pitch. Slider off the outside half, laid off, and it's 2-2. And what I was trying to say is that Grimes leads the team at batting average coming into this tournament, but is hitless 0-9 so far through these first three games. Big time to break it open right here. Softly hit to right. Drifting in and making the catch is Chad Jones, as that one almost was going to drop in, but Jones had other plans as he glides over for the catch. And that's the third out of the inning, but not before Farmington strikes for three runs in the inning. And they now lead 3-1. As we head to the fifth, we'll be right back right here on KREI.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. As we get set for the top of the fifth inning, with Farmington now on top 3-1, as a three-run bottom of the fourth inning on just two hits in the frame. Other than that, it was two errors, a pass ball, a walk. I mean, it had a little bit of everything in that last half, but at the end of the day, when all the dust settled, Farmington scored three runs, and they lead 3-1 as the first pitch to the leadoff hitter of the frame for Pattonville, the leadoff hitter of the game, Will Basta, is low, and it's 1-0 with Hampton still back out there on the mound. As the 1-0 is outside, and it's 2-0. So Hampton has been great. Really no other way to describe it. In a short notice start, he's got eight strikeouts and only one run allowed. As the next one is fouled back to the screen, and that'll make it 2-1. Has given up a fair share of hits, but he's retired five straight. And has a chance to go even deeper here now with a lead. And maybe give the bullpen a night off after a long tournament of three games in 2 days. The 2-1 is hit softly in the shallow center. Long run, and no one is going to get to it. As by the time the wind is done with it, it winds up barely landing past the dirt of the infield. Just out past the shortstop's position. Boy, that was insane. That ball got way up into the air and just died, as the wind is now almost blowing directly in. And it would have kept carrying out towards center field toward blue, but instead it dropped almost to where Higginbotham started the play. He just didn't get a good read on it. So that's an infield. That's a single on the wind right there. And now a line drive, and it's snagged as Nick Neal will line out to the second baseman, Pierce, for the first out of the inning. Man, I'm still so caught up in that crazy single, man. So Neal hits it on the screws, but right at the second baseman, Pierce. And so it's a line out. And so with one away now, runner on first, three hitter, Hayden Lazier will dig in, as he'll look to change his fortunes here with a couple of strikeouts on the ledger so far. First pitch on the outside half misses, slider, and it's 1-0. On first, the leadoff man, Basta. As Hampton delivers, the 1-0 is swung on and missed, and it's now even at 1-1, and Lazier has struggled today. Two strikeouts, as I mentioned. But a three-hitter, one of the better hitters on the team. Basta at first base does have five stolen bases on the year, but needing two runs, I would be surprised. Oh, they do send him. Well, I'll take the words right out of my mouth as he slides in safely, easily at second base, well ahead of the throw. Hampton has a rather slow delivery in the stretch. And so Basta took full advantage. Now six stolen bases for him on the year. Count is 1-2 after that last one was called a strike. So Lazier in danger of striking out for the third time. 1-2 is hit foul off to the right side. Sends a couple of Farmington coaches ducking for safety. And so it remains 1-2 with one away. Runner on at second is Basta. After a wacky single to start off the inning. 1-2 once more. Bouncer, but a great job there by Krause to keep it in front as he knocks it down, and that'll keep the runner put at second base. So a righty-righty matchup. Lazier, the right-handed hitter. Hampton, the right-handed pitcher. 2-2 the count. On its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three as Lazier goes down swinging again. Third strike out of the day for him, as Hampton has just had his number really from the start. Not a lot of good swings from Lazier, as Hampton has been great. And now that's going to send Coach Hibbets out to the mound for a quick chat. Nobody getting hot down in the bullpen for Farmington, so not sure that this is has a hook with it, or that Coach Hibbets is bringing the hook out there with him, rather. But now the umpire is, both umpires have gone out to the mound as well, so it looks like actually they're looking at the mound. May have just the hole, the landing spot for the pitcher may have, all the games this weekend, it might just finally be given way a little bit, as it looks like they're trying to dig out the hole a little bit or maybe fill it in. So I have had the luxury of doing some play-by-play on conversations, and now I've had the luxury of doing some play-by-play on filling in a hole on the mound. So this is this has been a new one for me today. I guess you never really know. It's, you know, Forrest Gump said it best, man. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Two away after the strikeout swinging. Cleanup hitter Brandon Canada, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Left-handed hitter with a runner on at second as the first pitch just misses the outside half, and it'll be 1-0. Canada hitting just above the Mendoza line, 213 on the year. As Hampton with the long look in, runner at second is Basta, who singled the lead off the inning. This one's hit to the right side on the ground. Second baseman Pierce has it. Flip on to first in time to retire the side. So one run through five innings of work for Hampton on the mound, as he has been stellar. And Farmington leads 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back next on KREI.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Welcome back here to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI. Big thanks to Kennedy Lira back in the studio, spinning the dials and bringing you all the sounds here from the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. Farmington holds a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning after a three-run bottom of the fourth that only saw them get two hits, but it was a walk and two errors that really help to kind of add the momentum to, or add the gas to the fire, I guess, if you will, on the rest of the inning. And as a result now, Zach Williams' stay on the mound has come to an end, and it's going to bring on Logan Bozich for the Pirates. Bozich, a record of 0-3 on the year with a 6.68 ERA. 13 hits and 14 and two-thirds innings pitched, 9 strikeouts. And this pitching change, as always, is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all. Located on Walker Drive in Farmington, Midwest Sports Center. As for the Knights, 3-4-5, Sylvie Krause in blue here in the frame. Just one hit so far on the day between those three, but perhaps they can change that around here late as the Knights will look for some insurance here over the last couple of innings. As the first pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike on the outside half as Bozich jumps ahead, 0-1. Right-handed pitcher is Bozich. Another tall guy out there on the mound. And it's a high fastball, and that'll even things at 1-1. Sylvie on the day has the one hit from the middle of the order. Doubled his last time around. As the 1-1 just misses the outside half. And you could tell the look from Bozich. He thought he got that one, but just missed. And so it's 2-1. To the leadoff man, Sylvie, as the fastball misses on the outside half again, and it's now 3-1. As Bozich has just been nibbling that outside corner, has not missed by much. Here's the 3-1. High fastball laid off, ball four. And so with that, a leadoff walk to Chad Sylvie. And so with that, that'll bring up the cleanup hitter here today, Cale Krause, who has really struggled today. 2 strikeouts. But a chance to right those wrongs here right now. And been swinging it well over the course of the tournament, too. 3 hits in the tournament and a walk as well. So he's been on base quite a bit here over the last few games. And it's going to be a pinch runner now for Farmington. And we'll see what I can do about finding out a name for you. It's going to take a moment here. Can give you the number. It's number 18. And at the plate, it'll be Cale Krause. So the pinch runner for the Farmington Knights is Tyler Thibeau, or Thibeau maybe, has a bunt attempt missed and a throwback to first, but Tyler's able to get back in safely. I'm guaranteeing I'm saying that wrong, so apologizing on the front end. 0-1. As Bozich comes set, now a pickoff move. But Thibeau is able to get back in safely. 0-1. As Bozich delivers, and a bunt attempt again, missing, but actually he pulled it back and the pitch missed. So it's even at 1-1. As the 1-1 runner goes, this one is popped high into foul ground off to the left side. Lazier has room, and the third baseman, Lazier, pulls it in for out number one. And so Thibeau has to hustle back into first base there. And so with one away, that'll bring to the plate Noah Blue. As Blue on the day, 0-2, reach on an error his last time. Another pickoff move. One away, runner on first after the walk to Chad Sylvie. as a curveball stays up and it's laid off 1-0. So just the sun continues to beat down here now as it is drifting toward the middle of the field. Starting to send some sunshine back into the stands here behind home plate as the next one, fastball in there, called strike from Bozich as he's able to find the corner with a good heater. And it's now 1-1. So Bozich comes out, walks the first batter he faces. And it's a swing and a miss as Blue came up empty there. So a walk and then a pop out and foul ground. Runner on at first with one away. Count is 1-2, one away. Runner goes, pitches outside. The throw down to second is well in time for the second out of the inning. So it's a caught stealing for Thibault. And so with that, two away now, 2-2 the count. And now digging back in is Blue, is will try to advance the cause with the bases empty and two outs. 2-2 on its way. Big curveball hit high into left field, but camped under it is Basta. Couple steps in, and he'll pull it in for out number three. So the Knights go quietly here in the fifth as we head to the sixth. Coming up next right here on KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park, kicking and pushing our way right on through the rest of this game as we enter the top of the sixth inning. Here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. Let's take a quick look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the community that they serve. As it's 3-1 in favor of Farmington over Pattonville. Pattonville struck first in the second inning after a leadoff triple and a pass ball pushed across Jake Vitale, but no runs of offense since then as Tyler Hampton just was dominant and has been throughout, and he starts off the sixth inning with a high fastball that just misses to the leadoff man. As it's Jake Vitale who will look to set the table just as he did back in the second inning. Has a big swing, but he'll only wind up with a foul ball as it's back and away. And that'll make it now even at 1-1. As Hampton kicks, here's the 1-1. Too high, and it's laid off, and it's now 2-1. And it's actually a pinch hitter, it looks like. As indeed, finally. Oh, no, it's still Jake Vitale. As now the next pitch runs outside, and it's 3-1. Confusing myself there. Hampton into his motion. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen, and that'll make it 3-2. And I was going to say, the last thing you want to do is walk the leadoff man of the sixth inning here late in the game. Walks could really bite you with only a two-run lead, and especially this late in the game. So big pitch coming here, 3-2, as Hampton winds. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and actually back to the brick wall. And we'll do it again at 3-2. As I mentioned on the day, 1-for-2 for Vitale with a triple and a run. And he struck out swinging his last time. 3-2 again, outside and high, ball four. And so Vitale draws the leadoff walk, and that's going to send Coach Hibbets out to the mound as he'll have a quick chat. And it looks like they are going to bring on a new pitcher. So this Midwest Sports Center pitching change. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. Midwest Sports Center. Timeout. We'll come back after the pitching change to resume action here in the top of the sixth inning. Tyler Hampton, what an effort here. Five innings, one run allowed. He was sensational. But don't go anywhere, as we got a good one here brewing late here on KREI. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Welcome back here to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Got a new pitcher to tell you about here in a moment. But before we do that, let's go ahead and put a bookend on the terrific day on the mound for Tyler Hampton. As he went five innings, with seven hits allowed, only one walk, and it just came a moment ago. And how about this? Nine strikeouts, as he was exceptional. In a late notice start, Tyler Hampton gets called upon, and he was great today, really making a case to be the Applebee's player of the game. Remains to be seen if anything should change here late, but right now, with that performance on the mound, Hampton has a chance to take home some hardware and take home our Applebee's Player of the Game coupon, as the first pitch from the new pitcher, Sylvie, as Chad Sylvie gets the ball, is in there for a called strike to the shortstop, Thomas McFarland. So it is a Midwest Sports Center pitching change as Hampton leaves the game after a strong outing, and now it'll be up to Chad Sylvie to close the door. Second pitch was in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. Runner off of first is Vitale. McFarland digs back in. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and fouled into the catcher's glove. Strike three as Sylvie comes on and immediately strikes out the first batter he faces. Sylvie, a right-handed pitcher. And on the year, throwing 12 innings, has a 5.25 ERA. As he'll pick off over to first base and send the runner back in safely. Reminder that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Bloomsdale Bank, Hatsy's Furniture, Presbyterian Manor, and Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Yes. Next pitch fouled back and away as it's 0-1 to Zach Williams, who still stays in to hit and play the field after his day in on the mound. 0-1 is a ball, and it's laid off as it misses low in the zone, and it's now even at 1-1. So it was a leadoff walk, and that ended the day for Hampton. But then Sylvie comes on and Mealy gets a strikeout to the first batter he faces. Runner goes. The pitch is a called strike. The throw is way high. And so that'll be a stolen base for Jake Vitale as he's in scoring position now with only one out. Zach Williams, Gabe Furr waits on deck. Here's the 1-2. A curveball called strike three, as that one looked like it might have been a little bit high. But by the time it broke back down, the home plate umpire, Smetzer, he believed that it was in there, and he rung up the batter, called strike three. I thought it was a little bit high, especially for a curveball. But now the next batter lines it into right field. Gabe Furr comes up with a big base hit as it's down into the right center field gap. And it'll be a double and an RBI as coming around to score is Jake Vitale. So Vitale scores on the RBI double by Gabe Furr. And with that, it's cut down to just a one-run lead. It's now 3-2 here in the top of the sixth. And now Coach Hibbett's coming out to have a chat with the umpires here. A lot of that going on here today. Well, he was pointing over toward first base. Not sure if maybe he thought there was interference. And no, indeed, nothing will be called as Bill Ackridge signified safe to Coach Hibbett. Coach Hibbett looks like he does not agree with the call of safe. So perhaps maybe they thought that the batter Furr missed first base. But regardless, as it stands, everything stands. It's a double. It's an RBI for Gabe Furr. Vitale scores, and it's a one-run game here late. As it's a pinch hitter now, number 13, Logan Bozich, who has come on to do the pitching here late. And Bozich will get a chance to hit as well. Runner on at second is Gabe Furr. As Bozich digs in, first pitch missed, second pitch just missed, and so quickly it's 2-0 as we move on to an hour and 45 of game time. This game has certainly been a long one. 2-0 outside, and that's 3-0. Long in consideration to what some of these other tournament games have been. A lot of them have been very quick with these wood bats. Makes the game pace a lot more rapid, but a lot of stoppage here today. Just to clarify some calls. 3-0 is in there for a called strike on the outside half, and it's now 3-1. Two away, runner on second base in scoring position. Bozich dribbles it back towards short, fielded cleanly by Higginbotham. Throw on to first is in time. So Sylvie comes on after the leadoff walk, gives up a run, but he is able to settle in and get out of it, and Farmington holds on to the lead 3-2 as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere. Three outs, and the Farmington will hold on for a win. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Welcome back here to Wilson Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina with you. Kennedy Lira spinning the dials back in the studio. bringing you all the sounds here from beautiful Wilson-Rozier Park in Farmington, Missouri. As we've got a good one brewing here, it's the Farmington Knights playing host to the Pattonville Pirates in Farmington with a three-run fourth inning lead, 3-2 after Pattonville was able to scrape across a run in the last half after a leadoff walk, stolen base, and then an RBI double by Gabe Furr. So Farmington looking to add on some insurance runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning before the top of the seventh inning. As in the top of the seventh, it'll be three outs to get a win. We'll see what comes first as the first pitch is in the dirt and laid off. It's 1-0. As back out to work is Bozich as he kicks and fires. As that's inside to the leadoff hitter of the inning, Hunter Pierce, who's had four hits in the tournament and a walk. Scored a run and drove in a run earlier. As that one stays up as well, and so it's now 3-0. And yeah, he had perhaps what was the biggest hit of the game, as that was the one that tied it up. And a called strike on the outside half. And now it's 3-1 as Pierce thought perhaps that was ball four, but just caught the corner there. And so 3-1 the count now as Bozich kicks and fires. This one is popped high, perhaps playable, and it might be, and indeed it is, as Canada comes out of the crouch behind home plate, gets up and pulls it in back in foul territory. So a nice play there by the strong-named catcher, Brandon Canada. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what it is, man. It's a strong first name there. Brandon Canada. I remind you, Brandon Pavlina here with you on KREI as the next batter digs in, as it'll be a called strike to Aiden Morgan, who has not had an official at-bat so far, drawn two walks, so seeing the ball well at the plate. As the 0-1 misses, and now it's even at 1-1. As Farmington scored three in the fourth, and that one almost climbed the ladder and almost caught Morgan in the head, but he was able to duck out of the way. Count now 2-1. As Bozich delivers. That one's in there, called strike two. 2-2 now. With one away and the bases empty. On deck, Owen Tripp, the birthday guy. Turned 18 today. 2-2. Just a bit up. And a surprise reaction there from just about every fielder on Pattonville. As they thought for sure that was strike three. Instead, it's 3-2 now. As the pitch bounces. Ball four, and so with that now, a third walk today for Aiden Morgan. Three walks.
First one of the Knights, number 10, Tate Miles.
And I was told in between innings in one of my favorite pastimes called Ask the Parents how to pronounce their children's names. Did find out it's Tebow, not the Bo, so I was off, but wanted to get that corrected. Tebow was the pinch runner before. Another pinch runner on now. As digging in is Owen Tripp, as I mentioned. It's his birthday today, so a happy birthday to Owen Tripp. And the pinch runner. I have to sort through a couple of pictures here to find the roster, of course. It is number 10. And I do not have a number 10 on my roster, so it's a mystery player over at first base. This will be another one of those my favorite moments of Ask the Parents in between innings. 0-1 to Owen Tripp. As he digs back in, left-handed hitter against the righty Bozich. Pickoff move sends the runner back in safely. So 3-2 our score. as Farmington tries to hold on to go 2-1 here in the wood mat tournament. 0-1. Curveball that stays up and it's laid off as it's now even at 1-1. Trip on the day, 0-2, but did reach on an error back in the fourth. Flew out to left field his first time around. Got a pinch hitter waiting on deck for Farmington. As this one off the end of the bat, sinking into center field, but right there to pull it in is Vitale for out number two. And 10 for Farmington was actually K Files, so should have known better than that to know where to look. And now the pinch hitter will be Colton Wilkerson as he'll dig in. Just a couple of plate appearances for him on the year, but one hit and two at-bats. Runner on at first is still Aiden Morgan as the first pitch misses, and it's 1-0. So looking like unless a ball can find its way deep enough into the gap to give that runner a chance to score from first, that Farmington may be defending a one-run lead in the bottom half, or in the top half of the seventh, rather, as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. It's even at 1-1. So backing out and getting ready now is Wilkerson. Righty-righty matchup. The fastball misses on the outside half. It's now 2-1. 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Two away, 2-1 the count. Runner on at first is Files out there. Good lead. The 2-1 is in there for a called strike, and that evens the count. It's now 2-2 with two away. And we'll see if perhaps Sylvie is the one called upon to close the door, or if Coach Hibbets goes to someone else. This one's hit hard to short, and a funny hop bounces up on McFarland, and he can't field it cleanly. And so it gets out into center field, and it's got to be an E6, but it's tough to give him an E6 on that one. That was really the elements playing more of a factor in whether or not he made that play than anything else, because that was a hard hit ball on the ground by Wilkerson. And McFarland was just, he was right in front of it, waiting on it, and then at the last second, just a bad hop. So now runners at first and second as the lineup turns over, and it's the hottest hitter in the Farmington lineup, Grant Higginbotham, as he'll look at one that misses high for ball one. And this is the right guy in the right spot here with six hits in the tournament. 1-0. Is in there for a called strike on the outside half. It's even at 1-1. So out at second there, it's Files, and now at first base is Wilkerson. Higginbotham looking for something he can work with as the next pitch misses on a slider on the outside half. Runs the count now to 2-1. Been told that we do have a time limit on these games, but we'll see if that comes into effect as the next pitch misses and it's 3-1. I believe what the time limit is, so no inning can start after 2 hours. But we should be all right. I think we're about 10 minutes till the 2 hour clip, so we should get to the seventh. 3-1 is just a bit inside, and it misses ball four. As Bozich with a long look in with his hand on his hip from the pitcher's mound, frustrated with that call, but a man behind the dish has final say, and he says it's a ball, and that will load the bases now, so a base hit here would really break things open for Farmington if they can get a big hit from Zach Grimes, who is hitless in the tournament. He was 0-7 coming into today, now 0-3 today. He is 0-10 in the tournament, but they will only remember your last at-bat. So if he can come out with a big one right here, a big base hit, try to drive home one or maybe even two runs. Heck, put one in the gap, give a chance to score all three. Higginbotham's got some good speed on at first. That would go a long way toward giving these Farmington fans in attendance a little bit of breathing room come the bottom half, or the top half, rather, of the seventh inning. A brief chat from the assistant coach of Pattonville. Wasn't Coach Simpson. And now we resume play as the first pitch to Grimes is inside, and it misses ball one. At third is Morgan. At second, it's Wilkerson. Or no, at third is Files. As the next one, the 1-0, is hit high into right field. And making the grab is Chad Jones. So how about that? As Pattonville found themselves in danger, but they're able to get out of it. And so with that, now we move on to the top of the seventh inning with Farmington leading by one. So this is going to be a huge inning. Don't go anywhere. Keep it stuck right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Welcome back here to Wilson-Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina here on site calling the game, but back in the studio, Kennedy Lira spinning the dials, bringing you the sounds here from Wilson-Rozier and the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. As Farmington leads 3-2 as we enter the top of the seventh inning, the final inning, and it's going to be Sylvie out there on the mound to try to shut the door. Three outs will get Farmington a victory. And in the inning for Pattonville, it's the top of the order, so the part of the lineup they want to start things off. Basta, Neal, and Lazier. As the first pitch to Basta is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Reminder that after the game, on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show, we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Hibbets about his team's performance in this one. Ground ball to first. Wilkerson has it, and he'll step on the first base bag himself. And there's out number one, and that's an important one right there, as Basta came into the tournament hitting over 400 on the year. So that's an important out to get. And a reminder that baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, and Potosi Lumber. As it'll be Neal who will dig in. First pitch to him, misses low. He's 2-for-3 on today with a couple of singles. So this will be an important out right here. First pitch missed as the 1-0 will stay low, and it's now 2-0. Don't want to fall behind too many hitters here late. As the 2-0 on its way, hit high and foul off to the left side. And a concerned fan down there diving in front of that ball to knock it down and out of the way of the family members sitting down in the concourse area. Very brave thing to do. 2-1 the count now. As it's a bouncer on a slider. And it's laid off, and it's now 3-1 to Nick Neal, the two-hitter, with Hayden Lazier waiting on deck. As here's the pitch, the 3-1 is in the dirt, ball four. And so there's the tying run on base. And a walk at any stage can be worrisome and troublesome, but certainly at this stage, the runner with some good speed and Neal, dangerous time for that. So now it'll be Hayden Lazier, who struck out three times today, looking to change his fortune right here. First pitch, it's a fastball that misses low, and it's 1-0. And in that first game from Pattonville today, we saw them take a good victory over Festus, and their dugout was loud and getting into it, and they've been a little bit quieter here in the second game, but just started to hear some energy from them down there. And if you're Farmington, you want to try to avoid allowing that to happen. Don't want to let the other team get some momentum going, because here late in the game, could really snowball on you here. Now, ground ball could possibly get Farmington out of here with a win, with one away and a runner on first. Lazier digs back in. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called strike, and Lazier thought it might have been low, but it's in there, and it's even now at 1-1. As Krause went out and talked to Sylvie just briefly before that last pitch. 1-1 is a slider, and it's a beauty, as that one just slid right across the zone and found its way in there. Beautiful pitch, and it's now 1-2. Kicks and fires to Sylvie, and it's a called strike three. Fastball on the inside half, and Lazier cannot take the bat off his shoulder. He struck out four times now today. And now the Pirates are down to their final out. And it'll be up to Brandon Canada, who's 1-for-3 on the day, as he'll dig in. Long look in, as the first pitch from Sylvie is outside, 1-0. The sun has gone behind the clouds here momentarily. Still a beautiful day for baseball. 1-0 is fouled back to the backstop, and it'll even the count at 1-1. As Sylvie tries to shut the door on this one. Tying run is on at first in the form of Nick Neal. Canada back into the box. 1-1 as Sylvie comes set. He delivers. This one's hit softly over to the right side. And that'll make it now 1-2. So down to their final strike. And we'll see if Sylvie can miss a bat here. Sylvie toes the rubber. Canada digs in. Left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher. Neal off of first, 1-2 with two away. Here's the pitch. Inside, and it misses, and it gets back to the backstop. And are they going to say? It looks like they will. They're going to say that actually that hit the batter. So they're going to say that that hit Canada. So that's going to be a hit-by-pitch, and that's going to put the go-ahead run on at first and move the tying run up to second base. So with two away now, there's runners on at first and second. Farmington leading by one. And it'll be Jake Vitale who has scored both runs today for Pattonville. First pitch is a fastball that misses up and out of the zone. And it's 1-0. Left-handed hitter is Vitale. He tripled and then drew a walk his last time around. It's also struck out. The 1-0 is a big swing and a miss as Vitale took a big swing at that one but came up empty, and it's now even at 1-1. Vitale back in. Sylvie kicks. 1-1 in the air to center. Going back is Blue, and he'll make the catch. And that's the ball game as the Farmington Knights come away with a victory. Final score 3-2 over Pattonville. And with that, Farmington goes 2-1 in the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. And they advance now to 8-13 on the year. So a great day of baseball here this afternoon. A great couple of days of the tournament action here. And Farmington gets a pair of victories as they have really been playing hot here as of late. And we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Hibbets about that. And he comes up here in a minute on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show, but we'll take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll bring you some post-game wrap-up and then a conversation with Coach Hibbets right here on KREI.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style in the Toyota Corolla hatchback with a sleek exterior and a sporty interior. The Toyota Corolla hatchback is the epitome of style. Turn up your fun in the Toyota Camry. Blast your favorite beats in the Toyota Camry with Apple CarPlay Standard. Turn up your comfort in the Toyota Highlander. With up to 8 available seats, you can seat the entire family with space to spare. Turn up your traction in the Toyota RAV4. Thanks to available all-wheel drive, when the pavement ends, your journey begins. Turn up your adrenaline in the Toyota Tacoma. Head out on the trail and take on the outdoors in the exciting and robust Tacoma. This spring, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Apps and services subject to change at any time without notice. Data charges may apply. Apple CarPlay functionality requires a compatible iPhone tethered with an approved data cable into the USB media port. Apple CarPlay is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elble, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina as the Farmington Knights come away with a 3-2 victory here this afternoon against the Pattonville Pirates. It was an impressive performance as they fell behind early. It was a 1-0 game for some time after a second inning leadoff triple for Jake Vitale. And then he came around to score on a passed ball. That gave Pattonville a 1-0 lead. And that's where it stood all the way up until the fourth inning. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, the leadoff hitter Noah Blue reached on an error. And then he was able to get all the way around to second, reach third on a pass ball, and then came around on a Hunter Pierce RBI single. Then Hunter Pierce stole second. A walk was drawn by Aiden Morgan, and then an error after Owen Tripp tried to drop down a bunt, pushed across two runs. And that was all the offense that Farmington would need as they scored three runs in that fourth inning. And it was more than enough as they got the win by the final score, 3-2. And so it sounds like Winfield will take home second place. And I would guess that would mean that Farmington is... Indeed. How about that? Farmington is your Farmington Wood Bat Tournament champions with a record of 2-1. As they did a fine job here this afternoon and just really throughout this tournament. And they come up with a big win here this afternoon, 3-2. And Coach Hibbets, I see him kind of heading our direction here. We'll see if they're going to take a picture first before we get a hold of him. As Farmington with three runs, but it was on only four hits, if you can believe that. They did a good job of being patient at the plate, though. They drew, five walks, actually. So five walks, four hits, as they were able to do it all with that. Really, at the end of the day, what it came down to was on the opposite side. It was two runs for Pattonville on eight hits, but it was, on my scorecard, five errors for Pattonville. That was what really did them in, as they just, the defense just was not strong enough behind a strong start from Williams. And really, that just kind of came back to bite him as a couple of times, just a couple of mistakes, pushed across a couple of runs, and in a one-run game, that can tell the tale. So here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show, I want to remind you that if you want to make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or an in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, you can go and visit them online as well at homepoolsandspas.net. So for the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game, going to have to go ahead and give it to Hunter Pierce on his RBI single right back up the middle in the bottom of the fourth inning. As really just terrific as he was able to lock in and drill one right back up the middle with a runner on third and one out, or no outs in the inning. The infield was pulled in, and Pierce just hammered it right back up the middle for an RBI single. So that is the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. It goes to Hunter Pierce on an RBI single that eventually tied the game, and then he eventually came around to score the go-ahead run. And so the Gilster Mary Lee, they're hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. And the play of the game, let's go ahead and give it to the strikeout, the ninth punch out for Hampton. So he came with a runner in scoring position. So that is the Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's Joe Drive in Park Hills. And we'll name our player of the game in a moment here. But right now I am joined by the head coach of the Farmington baseball team, Coach Scott Hibbets. And Coach, boy, what a game, man. Another just hard-fought performance by your guys. I'll give you the floor first before I jump in and ask you some questions. Just your thoughts on this terrific 3-2 victory.
Heck of a job by Tyler starting for us tonight. He's been under some tough circumstances. Dad's up in the hospital. So we want to wish Rick all the best and get well quick. A little choked up about it, you know, when you, one of your players' dad's up there. Can't be here to watch his son. It's tough.
Absolutely.
So,
well, hey, let's jump right in on that. Tell me more about the effort of Tyler here today and meant. Because my
goodness. He hasn't had a lot of experience on the mound this year. Not that he hasn't had experience in the past, because he has. And you just, you know, you ask him, hey, with everything he's going on in his mind, he's able to put that aside. And he just threw a well of a ball game. I think he had him at 76 pitches and
I had him. You know, I had him at 5 innings, 7 hits allowed, yeah. 1 walk, 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for a guy, and I was preaching the whole time. I was saying, how about what does that say about a kid, a guy who's willing to just say, "Hey, I'm ready to get the ball whenever you need it, drop of the hat." That's what the situation was. What does that say about that kid?
And we really haven't had to use him, and that's been a nice thing about our pitching staff. And we haven't had to go to him and to call him in this situation is awesome. And then, you know, followed up with a senior, Chad, who this year we kind of, you know, we took him from behind the plate a few times and had him go out and throw. He started throwing a little more in the summer, and he's closed out a few games for us. So that's, you know, you expect that out of your seniors. You know, if he can't be a leader behind the plate, we put it in his hands to close it out. And a great effort by both those young men. And then, you know, I got a little worried. We left 2, 3, 4, 5
yep.
guys on through 4. I lost count after that.
Yeah, I knew you were pulling your hair out down there.
But we talked about that in the pregame, you know, and we've got to find a way. Fortunately, we did there, you know, when it got down pretty close to the end and got it done when we needed to. So, I told the kids it's one at a time. One at a time, it's a good start.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, to go 2-1 in a tournament where you're facing some great talent to win the tournament and playing in Woodbat, just a terrific performance for you guys. And just going off of that, I know we talked about it a little bit before the game, but the drawings have come out for the MAAA tournament.
Right.
You guys got a 4 seed, so you guys are going to have a bye. Talk a little bit about that.
Well,
that's
it's a bye, but we're still going to play. We get to watch the first game. It's we'll be here at home We're a host site. It'll be Monday. I think we're at 6 o'clock. I think the games are at 4 and 6. So we'll take on a winner between AV and Valley Caledonia. So hey, I told them in our post game meeting. I told the boys, you know, we don't take anyone lightly, and you know, we take one game at a time, and everybody's got to do their job, just like it was at the start of the season. And it's really, really, really important now, because we're down to those few games left in a season that, you know, you really have to take advantage of every chance you get. So hopefully we can get that done.
And just obviously now that you've had a chance to coach these guys for what has almost been an entire season,
sure.
What do you really like about what these guys are doing here late in the year? What do you think they're really doing well here late in
the
season?
Well, every day they come ready to play, and regardless of what happens on the outcome, we're a level-headed, we're a good bunch of young men. We're polite. We've gotten some good feedback from officials. You hardly ever hear us mouthing. That speaks well of our character. And you know, our Colonel Sparks, one of my assistants, he's been put in charge of taking care of that part of it, and how fitting that is for him. He does a great job, and I think it's a reflection of that our kids behave themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, you guys have to be thrilled and just so proud for putting on an event like this, and
yeah.
You know, especially with the weather that we dealt with this
sure.
week, having to get the field ready and everything to come
sure.
out here Friday and Saturday, have the field in tip-top condition and really put on a great performance here. It just really just all around fun time.
I gotta get a shout out to my man Spuds, grounds crew. He did a well of a job. He's out here this morning at 7:20 cutting the grass again. We had a little conversation. We put the tarp on the mound. We held our breath, and here it is, whatever time right
yep.
now, and the sun's out, and look at the dust flying on this
yep.
field.
Give me the name one more time. Who is it?
Oh, Spuds. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
He's probably around here somewhere.
I'm sure he is. Well, absolutely. Yeah, tip of the cap to him, because I'll tell you what.
Spuds Hensley, he's done well of a job all year long.
So. Yeah, I mean, this facility's beautiful. First time being out here, but getting a chance to watch the Woodbed
yeah.
Tournament, man, this was a lot of fun. And you guys played great, and I'm really looking forward to watching you guys here down the stretch and get some momentum going here late in the season, make
well,
a little
sure.
run coming into the tournament.
Hey, welcome to town. I'm glad you got
to I appreciate
to come
it,
out.
Coach. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, thanks
all
for
right.
hosting us, man.
Alrighty.
All right, Coach. We'll let you go. We're talking right. with Scott Hibbetts here on the post-game show. You're good, Coach.
Thank you.
Talking to Coach Hibbetts here on the post-game show after Farmington comes away with a 3-2 victory over the Pattonville Pirates here in this one. Just an all-around great performance. And how cool is that to hear that story about Tyler Hampton, knowing that he's dealing with stuff outside of the game of baseball here, and still just has the wherewithal, the mental strength to power through it.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Well, I threw poor Kennedy for a loop right there. I was trying to find Tyler if he was around, but could not quite find him quick enough, as these guys have gotten out of here, man. They're ready to go relax on the weekend, maybe go catch Avengers after a well-performed tournament effort just from these guys for Farmington to get a two wins in three games. And really played well in all three. Could have won all three, but it had a chance. So you got to like the way the Knights are playing here late in the season. So that's going to do it for us here on KREI. Oh, well, of course, can't forget to name our Applebee's player of the game. Applebee's, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's in Farmington. We're going to give it to Tyler Hampton. Just an incredible story to hear that he's dealing with an issue with his father not doing so well right now, and he's able to focus and come out in short notice and gets the ball on the mound. It gets asked to pitch, goes five innings, allows seven hits, one walk, and strikes out 9 and only gives up 1 run. And I'm no official scorekeeper, but I believe it was an unearned run. So just an incredible effort by Tyler Hampton here today. He is our Applebee's player of the game, so we will get him a gift card for that, because just a heck of an effort here today by Tyler Hampton and really just the entire Farmington team here this weekend. So tip of the cap to the Knights as they performed well, and we hope you enjoyed our broadcasts here on KREI over the last couple days. So for Kennedy Lira, back spinning the dials in the studio, did a great job all game long. Appreciated Kennedy. So for her, I'm Brandon Pavlina, signing off here from Will Rozier Field. I'll talk to you all again soon right here on Super Talk KREI.